Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Super Bowl 54 on Radio Row. It is the Zach Gelb Show. We have a Pro Football Hall of Famer in the house. You know him as the Bus. That, of course, is Jerome Bettis, the Super Bowl champion here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Jerome, it's Zach Gelb. Thanks for coming on.
Man, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I was actually watching the victory celebration from your Super Bowl in your final game, and Mike Tirico's on the stage. You're in your hometown. You're getting a big smile on your face right now. It's a jovial mood. Just take us back to that, because that's the perfect ending on what was a legendary career.
Amazing. I mean, actually, it started a year before that when I actually retired, and a couple of my teammates convinced me to come back for one more year because the Super Bowl was in my hometown of Detroit. And once I recognized that and realized that, yeah, I probably had enough for one more year, I gave it another try, and lo and behold, we make it to the Super Bowl, and we have an opportunity to win a championship in my hometown. We do it. And it was, like you said, it was a magical ride that you would have never thought was possible. You know, that, you know, you couldn't even write it in a book that it would end that well. And it actually did, and it was like a fairy tale ride for me.
When you fumbled against the Colts and Ben makes that ridiculous shoestring tackle, what's going through your mind from that fumble until the end of the game?
Somebody help. Help me. Somebody help me.
Can't put the team on your back this time.
Oh, my goodness, right. This is one of those, I'm in trouble, and I need some help. And I was fortunate enough to have some teammates who came through and really helped me. And then Pendergrass, he helped me the most. He missed a field goal that would have tied the game and sent it into overtime.
That's right.
And who knows what happens then. But I was able to get out of a tough situation. My teammates bailed me out.
Jerome Bettis, the Bus, here with us on CBS Sports Radio. You know what it's like to go into the Hall of Fame. Take me back to that day. I'm assuming you get the knock on the door from David Baker. And then also what it was like for you to see Bill Cowher get that moment on TV a few weeks ago.
So that was a very special moment, because obviously I had waited a couple of years and didn't know if I was going to get in or when I was going to get in, whatever. You didn't know. And so for that moment to happen, it was just so much joy. And those years kind of went away, you know, the disappointment and all that. It just melted away. It was so magical to think that my career had warranted recognition of the Hall of Fame. And so I was humbled, like you wouldn't believe. And then to see Coach Cowher in the same situation where, you know, he had been on the ballot a couple of years and he didn't know whether, you know, it was going to happen or not, but to see it happen and for him to kind of
to get emotional,
to be in that moment. Yeah, I understand it. I totally understand it.
You could cry. That's more than fine with me.
100%. Yeah,
you put the hard work in. You're going to the Hall of Fame.
You're going to the Hall of Fame.
I'd be crying like a baby.
That's right. And this is not something that you dream about. Hey, I dream about being a Hall of Fame coach. You don't dream about it. But once you are in the profession and you're grinding, you're working your butt off, you hope that it leads you to that point, right? And this was his moment. And it was on national television, and it was an honor to see it.
During your career, I don't know, like you're saying, if you think about it as we're talking to Jerome Bettis, because you're focused on winning, you're focused in the now. When was the first time in your career maybe your brain started shifting that way? I'm closing in on maybe a Hall of Fame bust.
The first time was actually there was a Miami beat writer, a Cote or something, C-O-T-E, I think it was. He actually wrote an article that said the Hall of Almost. And I was just, I read it. I was just like, wow, you know, to the point where I was pissed off. I'm like, okay, that's what you think. Good. All right. And after that moment, then the thought was there, but I was going out to not just to prove Hall of Fame worthy. I was going out to prove myself, because in there was a lot of kind of, you know, saying, hey, he was good, but he wasn't that good, you know, that kind of thing. And so I use that as fuel to fuel me the last couple of years of my career.
I don't get how you would tell the story of the NFL without you. And I'm someone that's 25 years old. I'm a Patriot fan. I should not be able to stand you because of the Patriots-Steelers games.
Right.
Patriots did okay in those games, just saying. But you were such an iconic player, not only the nickname, but the way that you played the position and the fun that you had doing it.
Yeah.
How that was even a debate is ludicrous to me.
You know what? But that's okay. I enjoyed it. What I did was I laminated the article, and I kept it in
motivation.
It's right. And that was my motivation. And I still have it to this day. I mean, that's the type of motivation that really gets me going. And so for someone to write that, I never got a chance to
talk to the writer.
Yeah, I talked to the writer. I should have wrote back saying, thanks, you know, thanks for the article. But it was one of those moments that it changed my trajectory.
When we look at the Steelers now, as we're talking to the Pro Football Hall of Famer in the bus, Jerome Bettis, Ben is coming back. Mm-hmm. He's older. He's towards 17, 18 on the holes on the golf course. You have James Conner, Le'Veon Bell, no longer there. We know that. Antonio Brown not playing currently in the league right now. Will Juju be able to be that number one guy? We had some of those questions last year, but there was all these injuries with all three. The state of the Steelers, great defense, phenomenal defense, but what will their offense look like next year?
Well, I think the one biggest question was, you know, last five to 7 years was, you know, them having an average defense and having a great offense. And now this year, you saw what they were able to accomplish defensively. You take that 8-8 record that they got because of the defense, and you put a little bit of offense. I think Ben comes back. He's not going to be as good as he was. I mean, age makes sure that's not the case, right? So, yeah, he may not be as good, but he's going to be really good. And you still have two receivers that are playing well. Obviously, Juju has something to prove, but James Washington, he stepped up this year. So he's on a different path. He's playing a lot better. And they also have a third receiver who came in who played a lot in the slot, and he was pretty good. I believe it was Johnson, I think his name was. Not Dante.
Deontay,
that's his name. And so he was really good, right? So now you bring in Ben, who can get the ball to these guys. He knows where the ball should go. You still have a really good offensive line. I think this is the making of a really, really good football team. I'm excited about them next year.
I know former Steelers are always close in that football family that they've built. I know that you didn't play with Antonio Brown, but how do you react to what we're seeing right now with AB?
Well, I'm saddened because I know how talented he is of a football player, and I just hope that he gets some direction and some help in terms of figuring out his path. And I just think he needs some help and needs to listen to some people, because right now, it seems as though he's in that stage where he's not really listening to anybody around him. If he can get some people around him that will be honest with him and tell him what's going on, so that then he can look at it from a different perspective, hopefully that could, get him back in the place where he can one day, get back on the football field.
Who wins this game Sunday, Jerome Bettis?
Ah, man.
Putting you on the spot.
I'm going with Kansas City only because I'm an Andy Reid fan. I think when you look at these games, the one indicator is going to determine the outcome of this game is which offensive line plays better. If San Francisco offensive line plays well, they're able to run the football, they're going to shorten the game, and they won't allow Kansas City to have that many touches of the football. And San Francisco wins. If Kansas City offensive line plays well and they're able to really stop that vaulted San Francisco front four, then Kansas City wins the game. So I think whichever offensive line plays well, that's who wins the game.
You're on today on the show, on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio across the country, 150 affiliates, and you're representing NuVasive. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, it's a spinal company, and I had back surgery a couple years ago. I retired, and
you feeling okay now?
I'm in great shape now, thanks to NuVasive. But it was a difficult time where my body was starting to deteriorate, and I needed a fusion between L4 L5, and it was a serious, significant surgery that I was looking at. So what I needed to do was to do my homework. I found the right surgery, which was called X-Lift, and then I had to find the right surgeon. And the surgeon I found, his name was Dr. Uribe, and he was outstanding, had the surgery. The recovery, they said initially, for the standard surgery was 8 months. This surgery was this recovery was 3 months. And just everything about it was life-changing. And I've got my life back, and my quality of life is back to where when I retired, I was looking forward to spending time, being retired. Now I can enjoy it.
One last one for the Hall of Famer in Jerome Bettis. One of my friends growing up, actually, because I was a big guy, he called me, my last name is Gelb. He would say, you're the Gelb Bus. how did you get the nickname The Bus?
So the nickname came from, actually, when I was at Notre Dame.
Okay.
So somebody in the student body, I don't think student body newspaper or whatever, they came up with, The Bus. And for whatever reason, it stuck, and maybe it was a gold pants or whatever. I don't know what it was, but they started calling me The Bus. And then when I went to Pittsburgh, it was a perfect color combination, and it went through the roof. And I became The Bus, and that was the end of it.
Well, The Bus has to depart right now, but we appreciate the time. Great to see you, and thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.